I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Officials in Nigeria say that criminal networks are forcing thousands of girls and women there into prostitution in another West African country, Mali. And Nigeria accuses the government in Mali of failing to act against the traffickers. The Nigerians say that they gave Mali detailed intelligence about the problem earlier this year, and that Mali promised to free the women and return them home to Nigeria. But the Nigerians say nothing has happened. The BBC's Martin Vogel is in Bamako, the capital of Mali. How are these Nigerian women ending up in brothels in Mali in the first place? Is it kidnapping? Is it poverty?
It's definitely not kidnapping. It's out-and-out lies with a bit of coercion. I mean, I think a lot of the women before they leave probably know that the story that they're being told, that they're going to go and work as a waitress in Europe, isn't true. But perhaps they believe that they're going to work in fairly decent conditions somewhere in Senegal or perhaps even in Mali, and then they take the trip based on that lie. Then their travel documents are confiscated and they're forced to reimburse their travel costs. Now, travelling from Nigeria to Mali is a little distance, but it's nowhere near the costs that they're asked to reimburse, which is somewhere around $2,000 for a lot of the women. And it takes them months and months to pay back that money. And during that time, they're forced into sex work.
Is it known who's doing the actual trafficking? Malians, Nigerians, another party?
For the Nigerians, it's thought that it's Nigerians. And even in some cases, other former sex workers. That is, they finish their time where they have to pay back their travel costs. Perhaps they work for a couple of years. Then they need to keep working, making money. And then they then go and look for young girls to bring to Mali to sell into bars and brothels.
And where are most of these brothels in Mali?
There's certainly some in Bamako. The indications I've had from talking to people who have been working with sex workers is that the worst conditions are in the towns near the gold mines here in Mali, which is in the west of the country, in a town called Kai. And that's where really young girls are being taken. I mean, here in Bamako, we're talking about dirty, small, run-down bars, a bar out the front with men drinking, you know, cheap quality alcohol, watching television, sitting on dirty old couches. The girls, very young and very beautiful, kind of strange to see them in such run-down setting because they work very hard to make themselves look good to attract clients. And then small rooms out the back, from what people have told me, a lot of the sex acts only last 10, 15 minutes, so we're not talking luxury accommodation. These are places where there's run-down old beds, not very clean. That's where the girls are working.
Nigeria apparently has an anti-trafficking agency. I'm wondering if they're kind of involved in trying to find a solution to this at all.
Well, they came here for a fact-finding mission, and they say that they're trying to work with the Malian authorities to get something done about this. But I don't think that there's a total disregard for this problem. I don't think that the Malian authorities don't want to do anything. I think the problem is that Mali is a very poor country. The government is very disorganized. There's all sorts of problems. This is one of the poorest countries in the world.
For the people in Bamako who, you know, live next door to these brothels, what's their attitude toward this whole problem?
Everybody tolerates it. There's a brothel very close to me. Everybody knows what goes on there. Men don't cover their face when they go in and out. You can hear the music playing. You can see the girls propositioning out the front. It's not hidden. But the complicating factor is that this is a country that's 90% Muslim. And although, just like any society, sex plays a big and important part in society, people don't talk about it much. One of the NGOs that's working with sex workers here didn't want to meet me, refused to even talk to me off the record, because they were afraid of reprisals from Muslim organizations if their name was in the press. That said, you know, the men that walk out of brothels don't get dirty looks or even, you know, called names by other women or other men. So there's a terrible double standard going on.
The BBC's Martin Vogel there in Bamako, Mali.